This is the BBC.
Here's Friday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast, where we relive some of the highlights of the Lolathon. I finally get to meet online legend Korean Billy. Can we get a more random bake-off lineup than Channel 4? And is Justin Bieber a lizard? Keep getting flashbacks to the Lolathon. Oh, Banksy in Swansea's been on, by the way, saying, just thought I'd let you know, Mills, that all that rude stuff you did late at night is on the BBC iPlayer. You seem to think it would never see the light of day. Is it? Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I didn't think they put that on, but okay, cool. Anyone else keep getting flashbacks? So much happened. Last night I had a weird dream that I was sat with Harry Hill at about 8 p.m. the other night in this 27-hour show, and he knew the entire Nicki Minaj rap from Bang Bang, word perfect. Oh, that did actually happen.
It's Mick Smith Scott, it was frizz in a bottle, it's Nicky Full Throttle, it's so. It's swimming in the grotto, we win in the lotto, we dip in the pot of blue foam. A kitten's a goody, dripping on wood, take a ride on the engine that could go. Batman robbing it, bang bang cocking it, Queen Nicky dominant prominent. It's to me Jesse and Ari, if they test me this Ari. Ride him up on his Harley, then pull away on his Ferrari. If we hanging, we banging, fun ranging, he's slanging. It ain't karaoke night, so get the mic, cause he's slanging. A B to the A, to the N, to the G, to the O. B to the A, to the N, to the G, to the hey. D to the E, to the B, to the E, to the N, H, A. A to the M to the S, Debenhams!
What? Nobody was expecting that. I just kind of came out with it. £288,000 for Comet Relief. I'm still so chuffed with that. Thank you so, so much.
Scott Mills.
So excited to say, and this is a little treat for Friday, at the end of quite a long week, that today in the studio, because he is in the UK at the moment, will be, and I think I'm a bit starstruck, Korean Billy. Yes. He's going to be with us about 1:40. This is Billy, who we've had on the show quite a lot. He's from South Korea, and he's a viral sensation, mate. His videos have got like blown up massively on YouTube. He teaches, well, they started off as Billy teaching other Korean people how to do wonderful British accents, like London.
Gonna get a cheeky Nando's with him and them. That was bad jokes, blood. Hey, your crabs are safe, fam. They're so bait, fam. You ate my chicken nuggets, innit? Oi, allow it. That joke was bad dry, fam.
And Bristol.
Albish, you look your lush today. Ooh, RKE, you've got new dabs. I'm off to Astol to get some cider. I've arrived in Bristol. Cheers, drive. Hello, everyone. This is Billy. Today, I'm going to talk about Bristol dialect words. The Bristol dialect is one of the most popular dialects in southwest England, and it is also called Bristolian.
I'm obsessed. Korean Billy is with us at 1:40.
Scott Mills.
So I don't know if you've seen it, but yesterday Channel 4 announced the lineup for the new Great British Bake Off. Of course, it's left the BBC. Mel and Sue did not want to leave us, neither did Mary, because they're loyal. But poor Hollywood is staying with Great British Bake Off in its new home on Channel 4. But obviously they needed three people to take the place of Mel, Sue and Mary. So the lineup is, and everyone I think was like, what? A lady called Sandy Toksvig, Noel Fielding off of The Mighty Boosh, which I think is a genius booking, and a classy, posh, elderly lady, who's the Mary in the situation, who owns her own cooking school called Prue Leaf, who is so posh. Now, what I've got to do is, because I'm a bit tired, I thought I'd just do a random generator of, like, try and find a lineup for Great British Bake Off that's even more random than the one Channel 4 came out with. Because Chris isn't here today, I need someone to help me out with, so I've just literally gone for the last person in the show phone book, the person we spoke to on the phone last yesterday, and that's Harrison, the window cleaner from yesterday's Bangers. Hi.
Hey.
Yes.
Yes.
You window cleaning, are you?
No, it's day off today.
Oh, is it? What do you do with your day off?
Oh, just chillax. I'm gonna head down to the gym in a bit. I'm just enjoying it at the moment by a lake.
Okay, you by a lake? Excellent. Right, so I've got three bags here. I want you to decide whether this lineup that you're about to choose at random is even more random than the Great British Bake Off one that just came out yesterday, all right?
Okay, yeah, sounds fantastic.
So I've got three bags here. I've got the names of some classy elderly ladies. I've got some random TV presenters in another bag, and then some completely utterly random celebrities in another bag, and let's see what happens, right?
That sounds good.
Okay, I'm not sure it's my best idea, but let's go for it. Okay, right, so you shout stop. I'm going through the classy older lady bag. Shout stop when you want.
Stop.
Dame Judi Dench.
Ooh.
More or less random.
More.
I think more. Okay. I'm going now through random TV presenters.
Okay, stop.
Stephen Mulhern.
Oh, Stephen Mulhern. I like a bit of Stephen Mulhern.
And finally, to complete the even weirder lineup than the Channel 4 one, we need a completely random celeb. So I'm going through the bag. Chat stop.
Stop!
White D from Benefit Street.
What a lineup!
Right, okay. Imagine it. And now on Channel 4, the new series of Great British Bake Off with Dame Judi Dench, Stephen Mulhern, and White D from Benefit Street. I think we've got ourselves a more random lineup.
I think it's better, to be honest.
Yeah,
I'd love to see Dame Judi Dench on Great British Bake Off.
She fit right in. Right, good speech to you. Have a good day off. Love you, bye.
Thank you, love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Korean Billy, welcome to BBC Radio 1.
Yay, it's my pleasure to be here.
How are you?
I'm really nice. I'm really enjoying my time in the UK. Yeah, it's been such a long time since I last visited here.
Billy's from South Korea. We featured him on the show quite a lot. And he's obsessed with a lot of British accents, aren't you?
Yeah, I am. So I used to live in Preston in Lancashire as an exchange student. So it was just Northern England, right? So while living there, I could meet lots of classmates from, you know, Northern England, like Scousers, Mancunian, and even Geordie. So after I just heard their accents, I was just wow. Yeah. And I was just shocked. And yeah, after I started my YouTube channel, I just made my videos about the British accents. And yeah, and that's how I started.
Did you expect it to go as crazy as it has? Because, I mean, these videos get a lot of views.
That's right. So my videos were first targeted at Korean peoples. I just thought, you know, it would be really interesting to tell Korean people that there are different kinds of British accents.
Yeah.
So that's how I started. But yeah, I never expected that many British people would visit my channel and my videos.
Yeah, it's gone off.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, really. And now look, you're doing these videos, and like, you know, it starts off quite low budget, and now you've got a film crew filming you wherever you go.
Yeah, right.
I didn't expect you to have people, Billy.
Well, quite a few people are willing to, you know, work with me, thankfully.
Right.
So yeah, I can just, you know, do.
It's like a Justin Bieber entourage in here.
Yeah. I'm just really glad that lots of people are really willing to help me and do collaboration with me.
Billy absolutely nails any British accent that you throw at him. For example, Geordie.
Ari, how you doing? I'm going to do the tune.
Scouse.
All right, la. I'm going to the Asta for some scrala.
And Bristol.
I've arrived in Bristol. Cheers, drive.
Nailed it every single time. I'm really sad that Chris isn't here today.
I know. It's like I missed him again.
Right, it's like you two aren't supposed to meet. It's weird. Because he's gone to Mexico to do another documentary about another festival.
Mm.
So I'm sorry. You'll meet one day.
I hope so, yeah, absolutely.
Now, Billy, we have kind of our own language on this show, which we've crafted and developed with loving care over the years. And I'm quite keen to teach you some of our phrases.
All right.
And then maybe you could pass it on to your followers.
Yep, sure.
Okay. So we'll do a bit of Scott Mills language after this. You keen?
I'm keen.
That's one of our phrases, actually. That's the first one.
BBC Radio 1, Scott Mills.
Now, Billy, let's talk about the Hull accent.
Oh, right.
How's that coming along? Because I know you did a video for Hull accent.
You kind of like encouraged me to do that, right?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, and I really enjoyed, you know, making that video, and I just managed to make this video on, you know, BBC Look North. So that was really exciting.
I saw that you got on Look North, and it got a good reaction, right?
Right.
Can you do Hull now for me?
It's snowing. Giza skeg.
See, I think your accent is already a lot better than Katy Perry's whole one.
Really?
She tried to do Yorkshire. Hear this.
Hello.
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 I'm from Hull.
I'm from Hull.
Hello, I'm from Hull.
Hello, I'm from Hull.
Exactly.
Is
like
that all right?
It's really, really good, yeah.
Now, Billy, we have a music festival here at Radio 1.
I do know.
Do you know about it?
Yep.
Radio 1 Big Weekend?
Yep, sure.
And it's the end of May, and it's in Hull.
Oh, yeah.
We've got Katy Perry announced this week.
Oh, wow.
Big fan of her?
Yeah, sure.
Kings of Leon.
Oh, wow.
Little Mix.
Mm-hmm.
Stormzy.
Oh, wow.
And there's so many more people still to be announced. Now, primarily, it is a music festival, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
But I always like to do something a bit different on stage at Big Weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Like something that's not the music.
Okay.
So I'd be quite keen to get you on stage with me.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be really thrilled to be there.
I think you on stage in Hull doing your Yorkshire accent
oh, wow.
would really help me out when I'm introducing bands and artists.
Okay.
I think you'd be a hit.
That would be really interesting.
The trouble is, how do we get you back here? I mean, you're a busy man now, Billy, so you're going to have to look at your diary. I'll have to look at mine. But potentially, is it something that you might be up for if we could arrange it?
Yeah, definitely. Okay. I really enjoy, you know, music festivals.
Do you? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been on stage at one?
Not really.
It's terrifying.
Really?
Yeah, it's terrifying.
Okay.
But you don't seem to be the kind of person that gets scared that easily.
Yeah, we'll find.
Okay, well, that's good to know. I'll get my people to talk to your people, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll see what we can work out. But let me know what you think, people of Yorkshire. Do you think this is a great idea? I think it is.
Yeah, I'm proper chuffed, you know.
Exactly. Me yeah. and Korean Billy, yes. On stage at Radio One's Big Weekend in Hull, yes?
Yes.
Yes. So here's the potential lineup we've got so far for Big Weekend. Katy Perry, Kings of Leon, Little Mix, Stormzy, and Korean Billy, TBC. And next, I'm going to teach you some Scott Mills dialect.
Scott Mills.
So we've got a kind of bit of language on this show. Like, it's not more language, it's more phrases. So I'd like to teach you some, and then maybe just listen and repeat.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm keen.
Okay, here's the first one. You ready, Billy?
Mm-hmm.
Yes! An overly enthusiastic expression of delight or agreement.
Yes! For example, fancy a drink after work? Yes!
Nailed it. Again. You want the next one?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, queen! That's a queen of yes. See yes above.
Yes, queen! For example, Judge Rinder is on the show tomorrow. Yes, queen!
So good. You're learning fast, Billy. Next one. A put-down given to someone who has just mentioned something incredibly old or retro.
For example, size Gangnam Style.
So good. Love you, bye. Scott Mills' affectionate way of ending a phone call with his friends.
Love you, bye. For example, thanks for calling, Scott. Love you, bye.
And finally, that's one. A way to point out that someone has just mentioned something a little bit blue.
That's one. For example, will I be getting that pork pie in the buffet? That's one.
One of our favourite innuendo bingo clips from Mel Gedroych, of course.
And will I get that pork pie in the buffet?
Korean Billy, it's been absolutely yes to see you.
Yes, Queen, it's been great.
It's a real shame you didn't get to meet Chris, but he's a ho today because not here.
Chris Stark, who?
Exactly. Thanks, Billy. Come again soon. That's one.
That is definitely one.
It is one. Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Okay, I wanted to do this today, even though Chris isn't here. He's off filming a documentary about extreme festivals in Mexico for BBC iPlayer. You can see his one where he was running around with 10,000 naked men in Japan soon on iPlayer. That's going to be out in the next couple of weeks. So I've chosen his song today on Bangers. Hello, Jamila. What are you doing?
I'm just on the way to my mum's, driving from Sheffield to Manchester.
Oh, how is your mum?
She's all right, yeah. Just going to go see her and have a little chill weekend with her.
Cool, yeah, send my love.
I will do.
Okay, where do you live, please?
I live in Sheffield.
Did you hear Korean Billy on the show earlier?
I did, he was excellent.
I'm absolutely obsessed. I really want him to come on stage with me at Radio 1's Big Weekend in Hull.
I'm loving his Yorkshire accent, it's great.
Isn't it good?
I'm impressed.
Yeah, he teaches English dialects to Korean people. That's what, how it kind of started out. But he's got a lot of fans wherever he does the accent of now. He was on the show earlier.
Will I be getting that pork pie in the buffet? Yes, Queen, it's been great.
And he really picked up the show's phrases quite quickly.
Thanks for calling, Scott. Love you, bye.
So today on Bangers, Jamila, I've got a kind of Korean theme to celebrate the fact that we finally had Korean Billy in the studio, okay?
Yeah, I'm looking at it.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here. I'm loving it.
Someone interrupting you there?
No, I think it's just the signal where I am.
Oh, hello. Okay, right, so this is what I've got for you. I want your soul, which of course is the capital of South Korea. Armin van Helden. Or Chris's choice, but not really, because I chose it for him, is this.
Hey, yo, finally!
Is this what you've been waiting for?
One of the biggest and best artists in Korean pop. This is G-Dragon. I wanted to play his track Get Your Crate On, but I couldn't find it. So instead we've got Heartbreaker. This guy's huge in Korea.
Can't say I'm familiar with it, to be honest.
Get involved. It's like K-pop is so good. The videos, the music videos are so expensive. All right, so that's what I've got. Well, I don't know what to choose, would you?
I mean, normally I'm a Chris kind of girl.
Right.
But I think today I'm going to have to go with you, Scott.
Okay, thanks.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
Hi, Tori.
Yes, Queen.
Yes, Queen. Did you hear Korean Billy earlier?
Oh, I did. I love him. He's so cute.
He's so cute, right? What a nice guy. I love him.
Oh, yeah.
However, if he ever offers you a sweet, don't take it.
No, definitely not.
Oh, still smarting from that one. Right, so have you seen the new lineup for presenters on Great British Bake Off?
Yeah, I'm not sure how I'm feeling about it.
Right, I know, but it's just because it's new. It's not what you know. You know, people don't like change.
I know, Melon Sue in my face.
Yeah, well, they're off because they're actually not traitors to the BBC.
I know, unlike Paul.
Well, I didn't say that. Mary's decided to stick with us as well, but then that's Mary for you.
Solid, yeah, she's
solid
a good
woman.
Girl.
She is. So we've got Sandy Toksvig. Know who that is?
Yep, not really.
No,
not
Noel lie. Fielding off of Boosh.
Yeah, love him.
Yeah, Paul Hollywood, obviously. And we've got, I'm joking, and we've got Prue Leith, who is a posh old cook.
Lovely
lady. Right, so I'm going to try and find a lineup more random than that, okay? So
okay.
I've got three bags here. The names of some classy older ladies, some random TV presenters, and some even more random celebrities. All right, so let's see if you can... make the lineup even more weird than the Channel 4 one, which I don't think any of us were expecting. All right, so just shout stop. First of all, we're going in the bag of random TV presenters. Just shout stop.
Stop.
Kate Thornton. Hello!
Yeah, she's a bit of a hoop.
Do you remember what she used to do?
Not really, no, but I know of her.
Used to run X Factor before Dermot.
Yeah, of course she did.
Uh-huh. So you've got Kate Thornton. Now I'm going in the classy old lady bag. Something I didn't think I'd say, but then it's been a weird week. I'm going in the classy old lady bag. Tell me when to stop.
Okay. Stop.
June Brown off of Dot Cotton.
Yes, that could work.
It's more random, I think.
Yeah. I quite like that one.
And now I'm going in the completely random celebrity bag, which I'll just get here. Okay. Shout, stop.
Stop.
It is... Mark Ronson.
Oh, so we should put this forward too, though.
I think it's a good lineup. So you've got Kate Thornton... June Brown, that's Dot Cotton, and you've also got Mark Ronson off of Ooh Wee and Uptown Funk. Happy with that?
Yeah, it could work.
Okay, I'll submit that to Channel 4. What are your plans for the weekend?
Oh, I'm working. That's crap. That's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, it's rubbish and not the other word, yeah.
Yeah, sorry.
Okay. Where do you work?
In Redditch.
Okay. All right, well, thanks for being on my random generator lineup for New Bake Off.
Love you, bye.
Scott Mills.
Hello, Mark in Gloucester, who was on a night shift during the Lolathon and heard Luke Kempner really early in the morning doing his jokes in the style of Donald Trump. He's like, have you got one more? Of course I have.
A ghost walked up to a bar and said, I'll have a gin and tonic. And the barman said, sorry, we don't serve spirits.
He was brilliant. Also, something else you may have missed from our Lolathon, where, by the way, we raised nearly 300 grand for Comet Relief. It's still going up. I reckon we'll make that, you know. We had a comedy roast of Chris Stark. Now, you may have missed this because it was very late at night, so I just wanted to play it to you now. Handy that Chris isn't here, because I don't think if he was here, I'd make him sit through it again. Do you know these comedy roasts? They normally do them in America, and it's like they get one celebrity up on stage, and then a group of comedians absolutely rip them apart, and it's really savage. So we decided to do one for Chris, just to try and get the money coming in from you lot, and it did work. We got a lot of money for this. The comedy roast of Chris Stark involves Nick Grimshaw, Alice Levine, and a drag queen you might recognise from Britain's Got Talent called Danny Beard, who's from Liverpool. If you're not aware of the Liverpool accent, here's Korean Billy.
All right, la. Gotta go and see our kid in the Aussie. The brekkie was boss, la. I'm going to ask that for some scrawl. I need new club, la.
Yeah. So it's Danny Beard, Alice Levine, and Nick Grimshaw all sat around the table. Chris is in the room, and they have to roast him. And they did.
Hannah says, Chris Stark, you must have been born on a highway, because that's where most accidents do happen.
Oh! It's kind of insulting to family members.
Yeah, that's...
I was just going to say, like... You know how you always take the mick out of Matt for riding a scooter? Hmm. It's kind of rich because you've been riding on Scott's coattails for 5 years.
Oh! 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 Alice! Yeah. Oh, okay, take a breath.
Chris, you know you're ugly when it comes to the Radio 1 group picture and they hand you the camera, love.
That's good.
Over to Ice Queen Alice Levine.
I just wanted to say, I absolutely love the last series of Virtually Famous because they replaced Chris with someone actually famous.
Yeah. Oh, God. Whose last job was watching TV for a living?
I know.
Chris is so dumb, he spent 25 years at the tap end. How he didn't drown is anyone's guess.
Oh, God. I think we should leave it there, guys. That was... Oh, no, actually, Alice...
No, come on, Alice. Take that one back.
Okay, there was one more joke left and they really savaged him. This is it. Unleash hell.
One of the most memorable moments of Chris's life was when he met Mila Kunis. One of the least memorable moments of Mila Kunis's life was meeting Chris Stark.
Oh! So mean! Yeah, but we raised loads for Comic Relief.
Scott Mills.
While we're looking back on the Lolathon, Katie in Brighton's been on. She just finished work for the weekend. She wants to hear the Matt Edmondson is so tight jokes again. There's so much, obviously because it's 24 hours, that there's some stuff you might have missed. But Katie just wants to hear them again. I don't know why, but Matt seems to have a reputation around these parts of not being that willing to part with his money, let's say. So here you are then, Katie, just for you.
Well, you are so tight you've got an alarm on your wheelie bin.
Thank you, Tim, there. Matt Emerson's so tight that if he found a plaster, he'd cut his fingers as to not pass up the saving.
This is good. It's like the fat joke situation we had earlier. They are just meant to be general jokes, but they do seem to be aimed at you.
Yeah. I really enjoyed the fat joke hour or two. Charlie Sloth really embracing it. Mr. Jam less so.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
Quite tense vibes.
I saw Matt Emerson stripping the wallpaper the other day. I said, oh, you're decorating. He said, no, I'm moving house.
That's
from...
That's a great one.
Charlie and Somerset. These are great. So tight, Matt, that you'd have double glazing fitted so your kid doesn't hear the ice cream van.
I mean, that's five jokes already.
I'll tell you what, you know when it's cold when Matt Emerson puts his hands in his own pockets. It's really good hearing it back, isn't it? Actually, quite good jokes and not bad delivery, if I say so myself. Ish. Thank you once again.
Scott Mills.
Craig James.
Yes.
Hi there.
Hello to you.
What a week, eh?
What a fantastic week.
I've had such a good time. And I met Korean Billy today, so I was obsessed with that.
Oh, yeah, he was great.
He was good, yeah. You okay?
I'm good, thank you. I particularly liked how you put a picture of Korean Billy on your Instagram. But didn't put any, just put no status update, just the picture.
Yeah.
It was great. He didn't need it.
It didn't need it. It speaks for itself. The first person that liked that picture, example. What a great week I'm having. I really am. Thank you.
The dizzy heights.
Yeah. Also, thank you so much for spending so much time at the Lolathon as well. It really is appreciated.
I do not need thanks for that.
It was brilliant.
One of the most enjoyable things we've all been part of.
Yeah.
And that late night slot things in the, it's you know, as you've been mentioning, it's like Fight Club, so we can't even really talk about it.
Yeah, but it's on iPlayer. I know
it is, and yeah,
I just wasn't expecting that.
Non-innuendo bingo will be hard to ever beat, and I don't think I ever want to do normal bingo anymore.
Oh, what?
Well, because it'll just be tame in comparison.
Well, I know, but we've got to make it suitable for daytime. Okay, here's today's real or no real.
Radio 1's Matt Edmondson has bought a new scooter because the tyres on his last model were so worn out by scooting to his dance rehearsals.
Wow. Now, look, as we know, Matt Edmondson, a lovely man, a very talented man,
yeah,
is Radio 1's, however, is Radio 1's money-saving expert.
Yes, he is.
So I would say that this is no real on the basis that he
had
wouldn't
to spend money.
Yeah. No, but he wouldn't buy a whole new scooter. He would just go for the tyres.
Right.
He would try and take it to Quick Fit.
Yeah, he would, yeah.
And he'd go, lads, can you do something with this? And just wheel it in. Can I just clarify? Yeah. It's not like a moped scooter. It's not like a Vespa.
No.
It's like a push scooter that a five-year-old has.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like off of Flintstones. It's like, what's the point of it? Just walk.
Also, they're not allowed on the path. You're not allowed to go on the path of it.
Matt was doing dance rehearsals when he was taking part in Let's Sing and Dance for Comet Relief. He was Nicki Minaj, and he was excellent at it, actually. He did super bass and knew every single word.
So we're saying that he's bought a whole new scooter just because the tyres... I don't think he would do it.
I agree.
He's too clever with his money for that.
Yeah, I agree. I think he would have gone to Quick Fit. So I'm saying no real, you?
Yeah, it's no real for me.
That one is real.
What?
Oh, okay. I've just been told... Yeah, his producer told us he's got a new one because he did have to go to many dance rehearsals and it's knackered, the old one.
Well, surely you can just get new wheels?
Well...
New tyres?
I bet he must have investigated that and he obviously can't.
No, I think he's sitting at home gutted.
Going, oh, no! And next...
At 4:30 a.m. during Radio 1's 24-hour lollathon for Red Nose Day, five songs in a row had to be played because Scott Mills fell asleep in one of the toilet cubicles.
Mm-hmm. Now, I feel like I'm at a disadvantage with this question because you are Scott Mills.
That's right, I am. Now,
however,
let me remember necessarily.
No,
I have fallen asleep in a cubicle before, which won't surprise you. But did I do it this time around? Because do you know the weirdest thing about the whole thing was I was fine until the jingles came on at the top of every hour that went 13 hours to go, and I was like, oh my word, this is never going to end.
You don't need that.
You don't need it.
Particularly.
Thanks for reminding me.
After we did the first hour or so, or a couple of hours, it would just go 22 hours to go. Yeah, we know, mate.
I know.
We know.
I never thought we were going to get there. I mean, it was brilliant, but also so daunting. I was genuinely daunted by it.
What we're saying is, so five songs in, so 4:30. So I would have gone home by then.
Yeah, you went home. So this is during Adele Roberts' show, where there are five songs played because I fell asleep in the toilet.
Yeah, that. See, I think it would have been five songs in a row because the lawyers were being talked to,
right? Yeah.
And you were having a little chat with them just to make sure that the night shift was actually legally okay.
I was a bit scared one day.
I think we all were. I think this is probably real. Actually.
I'm going to say no real because I'm me.
That one is no real.
Oh. Stayed awake for the whole thing, actually, guys. Yeah. And finally,
the latest victims of fake news are Justin Bieber fans who've been tricked into believing that he can shapeshift into a giant lizard.
This feels like a weird one to make up.
Right, so the true believers now think he's a lizard. Is that what they're saying?
See, I don't mind funny fake news, which is harmless. That seems to be... That's all right, isn't it? That's essentially real or no real. The problem is that, you know, quite powerful people are just saying lies. But if it's like this is kind of fun. I like this. If this is true.
Wasn't there a man that used to think that the Queen and Victoria Beckham was a lizard?
What?
I'm sure there was.
What do you mean?
There was a bloke who was on TV, I can't remember, and he told us that, I think it was Prince Charles and the Queen... And Victoria Beckham, randomly, were all actually lizards.
Right. Okay.
That's him. David Icke. Hello! He was convinced they were lizards. And then after he said that, obviously the Queen is not a lizard, I'd just like to say, just to clarify. Well, I don't know, but I don't think she is. Then if you look up images of the Queen... No, but if you look up images of the Queen lizard, there are pictures where she does look quite reptilian.
Oh, my God. You know, hang on a sec. Hang on a second.
No, it's because he said it, and then people went on like, oh, let's find a picture of the Queen looking a bit like a lizard. But she, like, there are some where she does a little bit. Look it up. You see what I mean?
All right, so...
But she isn't one.
Thank you. Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Imagine that was the thing that got you taken off air. After doing 24 hours of all that of at Phil from the 24-hour lolathon and then just one little comment about the Queen.
It's the eyes.
Goodbye.
No, she isn't one, okay?
All right.
But do have a look. Okay, so so Justin Bieber fans think that he can shapeshift into a giant lizard, real or no real?
Queen Elizabeth.
Stop it! I'm scared now. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is real.
Yes. A ridiculous fake news article claimed that Biebs turned green and scaly with a black stripe down his back, basically full female reptilian form, and some fans were taken in online.
I feel like a lot of people need to do something else with their lives.
Right.
Just go and read a book for a bit, hey?
Okay, at the end of that round of real or no real, was anyone keeping score?
Yes, luckily I was.
Oh, thank God.
And by me, I mean your associate Tom here.
Thank you.
Scott, you got 20, thank and you. I got 10.
Thank you, HRH, for keeping score there. Right.
HRH, he's going to report back to the Queen.
Yeah. Oh, no,
you're going to don't dob us in.
We call him that because he's posh and looks a bit royal. So today at 4, the official chart, is it still Ed Sheeran FM?
Well, we will find out together in 9 minutes' time. Last week, it was all the 16 album tracks from Ed's album Divide were in the top 40.
Mad.
9 of the top 10 were Ed Sheeran songs. We'll find out today if it's still the same deal and okay. Find out if you can make it 11 weeks at number one.
Whoa. Official chart with Greg coming up.
BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.
We're back next week, Tuesday at 1 p.m. on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills. BBC.